20 rare and most sought after McCoy pottery, marks and values. After almost 80 years of producing utilitarian and decorative stonewares, it is no surprise that McCoy has a large collection of wares. Ranging from vases, flower pots, and planters to cookie jars, McCoy is definitely highly collectible and very popular amongst antique collectors. If you're a fan of fine pottery, chances are you've heard the name McCoy. Most McCoy pottery is still sold today because of its excellent craftsmanship. Many people nowadays are looking for rare pieces that they can add to their collection or use as decorative pieces inside their home or office. Top 20 rare and most sought after McCoy pottery price list. 1. Year, 1946. Price, $194. Entertain your guests with this extremely beautiful three-piece pinecone McCoy tea set. The set consists of a teapot that measures 10 high and 6.5 wide, while each cream and sugar bowl measures 5.75 high and 3 wide. The green and brown colors blend perfectly well and make it a lovely piece to look at. All three pieces are marked McCoy at the bottom and are in perfect condition. 2. Year, 1930s. Price, $195. This green-footed flower pot is a highly sought-after McCoy piece. With its simple and intricate design, it is sure to add color to every space without being overpowering. It is an 11x10.25 heavy flower pot with a McCoy USA mark at the bottom. It has some light scratches, but it is overall in good antique condition. 3. Year, 1945. Price, $600. An extremely unique and rare green turkey cookie jar like this is sure to get attention every single time. It has a textured design, measured at 10 high, 8.5 wide, and its length is 6.5. It is marked McCoy at the bottom and is in excellent condition. It has no chips, cracks, and needs no repair. 4. Year, 1900s. Price, $500. McCoy products cut across heavily designed wares to very clean and simple wares. If you want to achieve a minimalist look in your space, you should go for this simple 1914 McCoy matte black cat planter. A must-have for cat lovers, marked McCoy USA at the bottom. 5. Year, 1910s. Price, $325. An outstanding and sought-after brush McCoy Green Lion Head Jardiniere from the 1910s. This piece has a very dramatic design with many patterns and details. In true McCoy pottery glaze style, it has been richly glazed with two tones of green that blend perfectly well. It is from the Onyx line of McCoy pottery and it is marked 116 at the bottom and was sold for $325. 6. Year, 1959. Price, $350. This lovely bright yellow McCoy cookie jar with kernels all over the body is definitely a good item to collect. It is sure to brighten up every space that it is kept. The green leaves at the bottom complements this piece beautifully and the corn hairs at the top makes it an exceptional piece. It is a 12x6 wide McCoy pottery which is marked McCoy USA at the bottom. It is in excellent condition with no chips and cracks. 7. Year, 1954. Price, $387. Apart from being a bronze color cookie jar, this Indian head cookie jar is definitely a great piece and very detailed work of art and it depicts an interesting heritage. It is marked McCoy USA at the bottom and it is in excellent condition. 8. Year, 1940s. Price, $140. The gloss on this 1940s cookie jar alone is enough reason to buy it. It is a very rare brown planter of a bear and a ball from the Nelson McCoy nursery line. It has a very lavish glaze which is typical of a McCoy glaze pottery and overall it is in excellent condition. It is marked McCoy USA at the bottom and has an extra sticker attached to it. 9. Year, 1950s. Price, $130. This piece shows one of the reasons why McCoy pottery is loved by everyone. Apart from being a planter, The detailed design of a man playing an instrument on a boat makes it an exceptional work of art. From the McCoy Calypso line comes this amazing piece of art. It is an 11 planter, very rare and in very good condition. It is marked McCoy at the bottom. 10. Year, 1950s. Price, $400. The attention to detail on this zebra planter cannot be overemphasized. It is a very rare and highly sought-after McCoy piece because it was only produced for 1 year between 1956 to 1957, so there are very limited pieces of this pottery out there. It is in excellent condition, with no chips, cracks, or any damage at all. It is marked McCoy at the bottom. 11. Year, 1900s. Price, $310. This is a three-colored beautiful ivory flower vase with light blue leaves, brown rims, and a base. This is definitely a rare, unique, and sought-after piece. It is marked McCoy USA at the bottom. It is an 8. 12. Year, 1940s. Price, $199. This is a lovely blue butterfly four-piece set of McCoy pottery. The floral engraving on these pieces make them even better for display. The set consists of one jardiniere flower pot with feet, one flower pot with saucer, two jardiniere flower pots. It is marked NM USA at the bottom. It is in good condition and it can be found on the McCoy Pottery Book Volume 1. 13. Year, 1950s. Price, $350. This is a 1950s pink glaze pedestal from the basket weave line of Nelson McCoy Pottery. It comes in a textured design and is marked NM USA at the bottom. McCoy pieces that are marked with NM are extremely rare and are sought after. 14. Year, 1900s. Price, $165. This is a classic multicolored jardiniere pot in green, blue, and amber colors which is highly sought after. It is 6.75 inches tall and weighs over 4 pounds. It is in good antique condition and has a McCoy shield mark at the bottom. McCoy pieces with the shield mark are also very hard to come by. 15. Year, 1920s. Price, $115. Here you have a green-ribbed 1920s Nelson McCoy mixing bowl. It is a shoulder bowl with a square base. Beneath it is the shield mark of the McCoy pottery. It is simple, has a rich glaze and is approximately 5 tall, and has a diameter of 93/4. It has a few cracks but it is in overall good vintage condition. 16. Year, 1900s. Price, $189. An extremely gorgeous early piece of McCoy vase from the Loynelle Art with a beautiful shiny green glaze with hand-painted yellow floral design. It has a relatively narrow mouth with an almost invisible handle. It measures 7 tall with no chips or cracks and is marked 05 at the bottom. 17. Year, 1900s. Price, $100. A very beautiful brown quilted McCoy jardiniere. Its earthy tone makes it an impressive piece of decoration. It is marked 1488 McCoy USA. From the marks you can see that it was created when the Lancaster Colony Corporation, LCC, bought over McCoy. It has no chips, cracks, or blemishes and it is 8 high. 18. Year, 1920s. Price, $221. This beautiful McCoy vase is ribbed and has double handles. It has a rich blue color and it is marked McCoy USA at the bottom. It is in good condition and its measurements are 6x41/2 wide at the widest points on the handle. 19. Year, 1930s. Price, $150. McCoy maple pink planter flower pot with ridges and large flower designs. The blend of these two patterns work perfectly well. It is 7 high, 7 wide and 7 deep. It is in perfect condition with no cracks. It is marked McCoy at the bottom. 20. Year, 1961. Price, $195. This is a very rare and emotional McCoy pottery. It is a rocking chair holding a loving mother surrounded by her puppies and a yellow blanket covering them. It is heavy, it weighs about 5 pounds, it is a 101 Dalmatian art that is 10 high, 6 wide, and 7-1/2 deep point. McCoy history. Roseville was the location of choice because of its rich supply of quality clay. Apart from producing functional and decorative stoneware, they also mined, bought, and sold clay. This part of the business provided clay to many potteries in the area for many years. In the beginning, they were focused on only functional products, but by 1933, due to a decline in demand for food and sanitary wares and an increase in demand for decorative wares, the pottery changed its name to Nelson McCoy Pottery Co. and started producing decorative wares such as jardiniers, umbrella stands, and vases. The Depression took a toll on the business, and in order to survive, it joined with 11 other stoneware potteries to form the American Clay Products Company, ACPC. The company shared all pottery orders among the different potteries according to production capability. All their products had no trademarks and were presented on sales catalogs. They shared the same marketing and sales programs and shared whatever revenue was received proportionally. The ACPC was liquidated in 1926 and all members went their separate ways and continued to do pottery. It was in 1929 that the McCoy Pottery changed its name from Nelson McCoy Sanitary and Stoneware Co. to Nelson McCoy Sanitary Stoneware Company. It was also around this time that it started marking its ware all in a bid to re-establish its name in the market after the liquidation of the ACPC. The name was later changed to Nelson McCoy Pottery & Company. It passed through many ownership and managements, and after operating for almost 80 years, it finally shut down in the 1990s. The McCoy Pottery Company made and distributed household ceramics for longer, and probably more widely, than any 20th century American pottery company. Important history dates for McCoy Pottery. No. Event dates 1. The Nelson McCoy Sanitary Stoneware Company was established 1910-2. Became a member of the American Clay Products Company, ACPC, 1918-3. The ACPC was disbanded 1926-4. Changed its name to Nelson McCoy Pottery Co. 1930s-5. Bought by Mount Clemens Pottery Company 1967-6. Bought by the Lancaster C. Corporation 1974-7. Bought by Designer Accents 1985-8. Changed its name to Brush McCoy 1911-9. McCoy Pottery Identification. There are tons of pottery products that are touted as McCoy products, but they are not. Some sellers produce fake products that McCoy never produced and they brand it with the McCoy marks. They specialize in producing molds of popular characters and brand them as McCoy, but McCoy never produced these. Some examples are Little Red Riding Hood, Donald Duck, Cinderella, Daisy Cow, Snow White, Puss in Boots. These are just a few. There are many more designs and characters that are fake and can be found on McCoy Pottery Collector Society. Going through the McCoy reference guides will enable you to identify more of the fakes. Some other sellers sell what is called reproduction, that is, they reproduce a look-alike mold of an original ware. These are usually smaller and lightweight. The most reliable way you can identify antique McCoy products is: acquire knowledge of both original and fake McCoy products. Study and do extensive research on McCoy products. Use McCoy reference books. If you do not see the piece you intend to purchase in any of the reference books, then it is most likely a fake. Ask professionals. Another thing you can do to be able to identify authentic McCoy pottery is to seek the help of others who are very experienced and knowledgeable about the McCoy company and their products. Measurements. Seeing a McCoy mark on pottery is not enough to determine that it is original. Many fakes and reproductions actually have marks on them. It is important that you measure whatever piece you intend to get and compare it with an original. You should measure the height and width and other dimensions of your piece. You can measure the longest part of the piece you are trying to confirm. Usually, even among authentic pottery, there might be a little bit of difference in the measurements, but if it gets up to 6% and above difference in size, then you are most likely looking at a fake product. The fake is usually smaller and lightweight compared to the original because clay shrinks and it dries up and even much more when it is fired in the kiln. Avoid buying through private auctions on eBay. Some sellers may hide behind this to sell fake McCoy pottery. Physical examination. McCoy pieces are known for quality and they are usually very detailed. They apply glaze generously and their products are usually heavy compared to the fake ones. Here are some tips that you can use to differentiate original antique McCoys and the fake ones. Difference in the color of clay. Thickness of the layer. Overall weight. Glaze type and color. Existence or extent of bottom glaze. Shade and quality of cold paint. Overall size. The Nelson McCoy Pottery had a large range of pottery products spanning over 80 years. They released many product lines in different colors. Getting acquainted with these product lines will help you in your knowledge of authentic McCoy products. They had over 100 product lines, below are some of them. McCoy product lines and colors. No. McCoy product line colors year 1. Loy Nelart pastel colors of yellow, light brown, green and blue, all hand-painted green leaves and red berries 1932. Onyx brown, green and blue blended with white 1932-3. Basketweave ivory, blue and green, red and yellow 1938-4. Novelties, flower holders, pastel yellow or green, blue, matte white and gloss pink 1942-5. Butterfly pastel colors of white, yellow, blue, aqua, lavender and pink 1942-6. Rustic ivory, turquoise, brown spray 1945-7. Lost glaze ivory with purple splotches 1958. Architure green burgundy and green on yellow, all with decorated bird 1951-9. Fruit planters natural colored fruits with green leaves 1953-10. Over drip green, shrimp, and black all with white over drip 1955-11. Brocade color combinations of black and pink, cherry and green, chartreuse and green, pink and lime, and black and blue 1956-12. Sunburst gold combination of matte and gloss 24K gold 1957-13. Pedestal gloss colors of white, pink, and green all with decorated bisque foot 1959-14. Roseville Flora line produced in a very wide assortment of matte and gloss colors 1960-15. Amberware gloss brown 1962-16. Swirl white, orchid, tangerine, black satin, aqua, lemon yellow, and green 1962-17. Avocado capri drip brown and greenish drip around edges 1969-18. Gold and silver solid gold or solid silver type finish 1973-19. Fruit festival white with the dark brown upper portion and a decal of fruits 1975-20. Islander collection white, yellow, pink, blue, and lime green 1979-21. Stonecraft chocolate and almond with two chocolate stripes 1979-22. Mediterranean speckled ivory with two blue stripes 1980-23. True blue solid dark blue 1982-24. Floral country white with forget-me-not flower decal 1982-25. McCoy pottery trademarks. The earliest McCoy products had no marks on them. While they were part of the American Clay Products Company, it was even a policy for all the potteries not to mark their products. It was after the ACPC split, in order to establish its presence in the market space, that Nelson McCoy Sanitary Stone Company started marking its wares. McCoy Pottery changed management so many times and they experienced name changes as well as changes in their trademarks. The four photos below are the earliest known McCoy trademarks, they are usually called the shield marks. The first three were cut into the bottom of the clay and the fourth was a blue ink stamp marked on the side of the piece. The numbers in the last three marks represent the size of the piece. After it changed its name to Nelson McCoy Pottery Co., in order to gain recognition, a new mark was used around the same time. It was a simple NM incised into the piece. It was hand-drawn, so there are many variations among them. In the 1940s, it went from using the NM mark to McCoy. The pottery also moved from making incisions on their pieces to embossments because, after glazing, the incision marks became too faint. Between the 1940s and 1970s, the marks below show how the McCoy pottery was marked. It also included style numbers on some of its pieces. In 1967, after the Mount Clemens pottery bought the McCoy pottery, it changed the pottery marks. In 1974, the Lancaster Colony Company purchased the McCoy pottery and changed the marks again. It resumed the use of McCoy, but included its own initials, LCC, to it. In 1985, after Designer Accents bought the McCoy pottery from the Lancaster Colony Corporation, the McCoy name was removed from the market. The Roseville Florilegnas, a line established specifically to sell pottery to the florist market. FAQs. Are all McCoy pottery marked? No, not all McCoy pottery are marked. The earliest set of McCoy pottery was not marked. McCoy did not begin marking wares until after the liquidation of the American Clay Product Company as an effort to establish its name in the marketplace. Is Brush McCoy same as McCoy? Yes. In 1911, after George Brush became the majority stockholder of the McCoy Pottery, the name became Brush McCoy Pottery. This union lasted only until 1918, and by 1925 the Brush McCoy name was dropped. Is McCoy Pottery worth any money? McCoy pottery is highly collectible and available at all price levels, and the cookie jars are considered to be the most valuable. Conclusion. In conclusion, McCoy pottery is best known for its craftsmen and its quality standard being legendary. These pieces are sought after because of their beauty, but that is not all. Many people like collecting them and exhibiting them in the house because of their craftsmanship and the landmark contribution McCoy has made to the ceramic industry.